I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
By the radio 1 till 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, same as the radio show.
Oh, I tell you what I'm looking at right now. We've been described in these interviews, both as radio masters. John Cobalt, Ken Champeau, and it says, comma, radio master. This is conversations.buzz. We both were interviewed by a longtime radio broadcaster by the name of Dave Williams. He asked if we would come on and talk about ending my career. And I'm just looking at both of our, but we're both described here as radio master.
That's right.
The icon was the one you had the other day, right?
Radio icon. You've been called a legendary voice.
Okay. Well, we're both radio masters in the posting on YouTube of our interviews with Dave.
There was one headline, John and Ken minus Ken equals John.
Well, that certainly was mathematically true.
Yes.
Right.
Some guy made it a math problem.
I used to, when you were out, just to play with it, I used to say the Just Ken Show.
Just. I guess we're going to be John and Nobody.
And I like the way on your interview, which, by the way, is 3 minutes longer. I'm jealous. Jay Kobe's iPad is on the corner. Mine just says Kenneth Champeau. I guess that's how your iPad. Jay Kobe?
Yeah.
K-O-B-Y apostrophe S. It says Jay Kobe's.
I don't know why that became
Jacoby?
The name. I don't know why that became the name of my iPad. I don't
remember
doing
that. It
says here,
John Cobalt has been half of the most popular talk radio show in Los Angeles for 36 years. Now his partner, Ken Champeau, is retiring. By the way, we haven't been in L.A. together for 36 years. We have been together for 36 years. Just to fix that. The famous John and Ken Show is about to become the John Cobalt Show. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're going to call it?
I don't have another idea, do you?
I'll try to think of something flashy.
Although I think they're working to turn everything over to that name, I'm going to be stuck with it.
I guess the first question is, what can we expect from the John Cobalt Show? Okay, I'll have to watch this. I haven't watched it yet, but I meant to mention this the other day.
So did I, and I forgot. And
This is conversations.buzz, right?
That's conversations.buzz. Dave Williams, who
a very nice man.
Yeah, he's a newsman here for a long time in Los Angeles.
Right.
And he once had Ray Lopez as a producer.
Yes, because when we got canned from that other station, he replaced us.
Yes, he did. And Ray was kept on for a brief time. So we discussed Ray a little bit.
And now, is it confirmed that Monday we'll be on Fox 11?
Monday we're going to be on Fox 11, the 6 o'clock news, the final John and Ken televised.
But I can't.
Interview.
I have a restraining order against you.
Well, we can shoot it from separate studios.
Okay. You got to be at least 50 feet away.
50 feet?
That's what I got in the restraining
order. Well, my order against you is 100 feet. So.
Oh, twice as much.
That's right.
You know, I think of Hall & Oates because, not just because we're a duo. When I made one of my first radio audition tapes, getting out of lovely broadcast school, That I used one of their songs because it had a long intro. Out of Touch. Remember Out of Touch?
Yes.
1984?
Yes, right. that was a long...
It had a long intro, so I used that because I said, all right, I want to get people to know my voice, but I want to have some music in the background, and you don't want a short intro, but you want something playing. And that was a hit at the time that I made the audition tape. So in some strange way, I'm always connected to their music because of that song, right?
Yeah. I mean, back then, they were really huge. I mean, just everything they released seemed to hit number one or close to it. You know, I just realized the other day, your first radio job, you replaced me in Canton, Pennsylvania.
Yes. You went on to lovely Elmira.
Right. But
which people don't know. They call us the Twin Tiers, New York, Pennsylvania. And Canton was south and Pennsylvania. And Elmira is on the border of New York and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Canton was in the southern,
northern, more western part of the state. Right?
Canton was in the northern tier, which was
right, the northern
south
tier.
Of the southern tier. Because New York had the southern tier. It was the bottom of the state. And Pennsylvania had the northern tier, which was the top of the state.
Yeah.
Everything was reversed. But I left, and then they hired you to replace me. And then I went back to Canton to work for some extra money. And that's when we met.
And here we go. I feel like we're already in the home, just talking on the bench.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, remember the time? Should we save this for 2 weeks from today?
What?
Well, 2 weeks from today is my last show. 2 weeks from today.
Well, should we save what?
These stories.
Save these stories
for that show rather than drain them.
We got a lot of stories. Well, we got 36 years worth of stories.
They're not all good, right?
Yeah, they are.
Right, right. But, you know, I'll never forget the time you saved me with your purse. That was very nice of you.
I saved you with my purse.
Yes, we dressed up as women and I had to barf and you opened your purse so I could barf into your purse.
Oh, you barfed into my purse. That's right.
Yeah, you were there with the catch.
Where was this and what was this for?
Oh, it was Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes
sense. Yeah, it was kind of a dare. So we all went to, was it Goodwill? One of those kind of places?
Yeah, I went to Goodwill. I don't know where you shop, but I went to Goodwill, yeah.
I think we all did together.
There was about six or eight of us.
Yes.
And we went from bar to bar and drink to drink. And you were cute. You looked like,
everyone said everyone looked like the church lady. That's what because that was a hot thing at the time. The church lady, Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey's character on Saturday Night Live. Well, you did, you know. And you had a purse. And then you were about to throw up at one of the bars we were at. And I guess I opened my purse.
Just in time, yeah.
Just in time. And I caught his...
And escorted me out. Yes. And that was the last time I went drinking with your crew.
Oh, so this was like not a radio bit. This was off air. This was
time. This
was real life. This is
a hell of a lot more fun. We were on different. We were not together on the air back then.
Not during that time.
That was in Elmira, and we were on different stations. So
it was a bunch of guys your age.
Yeah, but everybody was in radio.
Sounds like a Vegas trip for me.
Yeah,
it was. It was a radio clique. Guys from all different stations hanging out, and John actually had an apartment that was like around the corner from a bar.
That's convenient.
That was open very late. He was always in there.
And the winters were very cold there. It was very long, cold, dark winters. And I remember one night, because my roommates were radio guys, I think we went out 13 nights in a row.
Is that right?
Yes. It was it was February. And it was.
But it's nice to know that, you know, if you'd like to do that, you'd like to get wasted at a bar. It's right there. You don't have to get to a car. You don't have to take a Uber or anything and get a ride from somebody.
And over those 13
nights.
You
just kind of crawl your way back to the bed.
That's right. That's what we did. It's called the Old Pioneer.
That's what
Remember
it's
that?
That's probably long destroyed. All right. Back in the real world, we're going to give you as much information as we have on what happened at the Rainbow Bridge connecting the United States and Canada at Niagara Falls. Well, a car exploded. You probably know that part by now. We're waiting to find out more details. Reports are that two men died in the car. Another report says it could be one man. They do believe that they have gotten the identity of the registered owner of the car. That doesn't mean that's the person that was in the car. And our best information we have is the car was actually traveling from the U.S. into Canada when it ended up in the other lanes and then caught fire and exploded. So we'll update you on that story with whatever we have during the show. When we come back, this is a good one. And what does it really mean? The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved an ordinance allowing staff to temporarily ban unruly people from the county's green spaces. Oh, the Times actually has to call it green spaces. Don't do that.
Nobody says, hey,
Rebecca Ellis, come on.
Want to go take
the parks?
Want to go take a walk in the green space?
Oh, I hate that term. But that could mean a little patch of grass on the sidewalk.
That's these fussy, silly newspaper
writers.
They just
like the term.
Green
spaces. I'm bored with the term parks. What else can I use?
A
green space.
How pretentious can you be?
All right, but what does it really mean? We'll talk about some of the detail behind this ordinance when we return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
You may have heard a car exploded at the checkpoint between Canada and the United States, the Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is doing a press conference right now, and she said just minutes ago, there is no indication of terrorism.
Hmm. At this time, comma, there is no indication of a terrorist attack, she said exactly.
Yeah.
Hmm. At this time.
At this time.
Yeah.
So,
again, the story is fluid.
It is a fluid story.
The details are changing. You must stay with us by the minute for all the updates.
This car was driving 100 miles an hour and hit a barrier and became airborne and crashed and blew up.
Could just all be a terrible mishap. Is that what we're supposed to understand from that?
I don't know. Some kind of crazy guy in the car?
Medical emergency?
I don't know.
Had a heart attack and just lost control?
They had closed all four bridges in western New York that connect to Canada.
Can we tell what kind of car it was? I haven't been able to figure that out.
It's a white sedan.
Yeah, I just wondered if it was
one witness
cheap or higher end.
One witness thought it was a Chrysler.
Electric?
Electric car. No, because that would burn for a week and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, the battery. Yeah, all four bridges in the area, between, you know this, between County and United States. You got the Peace Bridge, the Lewiston, Queenston, the Whirlpool, and the Rainbow Bridge. They were closed for a time following that explosion on the bridge. But, yeah, we'll try to bring you up to date with any new developments. But that is the latest. John's right. In a news conference moments ago, the New York State Governor Kathy Hochul says, at this time, no indications of a terrorist attack. Now, back here at home, a big move by the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. All right, they passed an ordinance allowing park staff to temporarily ban unruly people from the parks. They can hand out exclusion orders to people exhibiting dangerous or threatening people. Like that lady you ran into at that park on the west side
to? I want her given an exclusion order.
She was just being loud, though, right?
No, she's loud, menacing, threatening, screaming. Angry menace.
A person could potentially be barred from one or more of the county's over 80 parks at one time. It broadly defines who could be subject to an exclusion order, authorizing officials to temporarily ban anyone who fails to comply with applicable laws, rules, and regulations. The ban could last a month or more, depending on the severity of the offense.
Would that include setting up a tent and urinating, defecating, using drugs, leaving needles around, yelling at people?
No, that's not unruly. What makes you think that's unruly? That's normal now.
Well, what's the definition of unruly?
Be unruly, you probably have to take out a knife and start stabbing people. That's unruly. That I'm going to ticket you.
That is unruly. Well, I hope this targets homeless people. I hope this targets the mental patients
now,
that wander.
It's not supposed to be a broad brush to go after homeless people. And again, it's the unhoused. to be more specific, your unhoused neighbors.
Unhoused Angelino neighbors.
Now, it says here only executive management staff will be the ones issuing and approving the citation. So what if there's not one around when you have this unruly person? Would who's ever at the park have to call them and get them to come here and write a ticket?
Executive management staff. That's rich.
They all have titles. Well, everyone has titles.
Well, wait a second. Well, who's the executive at a public park?
Somebody that oversees the parks, right?
Yeah, and he'd be in an office downtown, wouldn't he?
They have park rangers. They have those in L.A. County. They actually have them where I live, and there's only like two parks, but there's a guy who drives around in a truck says park ranger. I'm like, really?
I don't know.
What do you do all day?
I see a park maintenance people who, you know, groom the trees and the shrubbery and the grass and all that and keep it clean. But I don't know about executives.
The park safety ordinance is a proactive measure to deter negative behavior and actions that compromise safety to ensure everyone feels safe and respected while enjoying our beautiful LA County parks. I got some of them have to be overrun with homeless. No, I.
Oh, I'm sure. MacArthur Park.
Oh yeah, I forgot about MacArthur Park.
Yeah, is there
and Griffith Park's had homeless, right? Griffith Park.
Oh yeah, they had camps. Yeah,
they had a fire there, I think.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's that Nithya Raman story we did.
So I mean, I don't. Is this for real or is this another?
Listen to this. They did a survey. 40% of Parks employees had been threatened, harassed, or physically attacked while at work. Half said it happened at least 3 times.
Well,
of course, it's homeless people, right? They're not saying that in this story, but that's what it is.
So when the employees complain, they'll start excluding crazy vagrants. When the public was complaining, mothers and children, that's been going on for 5 years.
Right.
No, I haven't heard of this exclusionary rule.
But the difference is you don't have to go to the park anymore. If you work there and you want to make a living, you have to report there every day and these homeless people coming after you.
We all paid for this park.
The union head said the status quo is our workers are being harassed and assaulted and spit upon. Oh, and of course he adds, I think there's a worsening mental health crisis. You think?
Wow.
What did I say yesterday? I feel bad for the cops and I guess the park employees because while we're letting the mentally ill walk around on the streets, this is who runs into them. This is who has to deal with them, right?
You have to, I don't know. Are they ever going to arrest these people and just put them away?
I mean, listen to this story. Carissa Perez, a recreation services supervisor, said that she was locking up Sunshine Park in La Puente. Have you ever been to Sunshine Park? 9 p.m. at night, a man followed her into a park building and hid beside a soda machine. That's not a vagrant. He looked at me and I felt that he was going to attack me. I ran to my car, I locked myself in and cried. Keep our park safe, holding signs behind
me. But to do that is not just filing paperwork against random crazy people. You have to clear all the homeless out of the city and just start arresting people.
Listen to how tough this is. A person who violates the order could be charged with a misdemeanor. Oh, well.
A misdemeanor. Well, he's not going to get jailed then. He's going to get more paper.
You get a little citation, right?
Yeah. No, what they do, the government just deals by creating more paper. That's their response to everything.
It says here they're going to keep a database of those excluded from the park.
A database.
A database.
We have a database of sex offenders.
Unruly list. I thought they used the word unruly.
Unruly.
Yeah, I heard somebody say this morning, I hope this isn't going to be used to target the unhoused.
I hope it is. I absolutely hope it is. This better be targeting the unhoused. I'm sick of them. I don't want to hear any more excuses. In fact, and it should be based on behavior. If your behavior is bad, you should be put away. I don't care about your excuse. You're unhoused. You got a drug addiction. You got a mental illness. Bye, 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 bye. Sure, everybody has a problem. Stop it. I don't want to see that in the park anymore.
So
you go behind bars.
They're not generally evicting the vagrants from the parks, but so that wouldn't be grounds for giving them unruly notice. But I guess if they get up and start throwing whiskey bottles at people, maybe that's being unruly.
Hey,
I don't know
if
how
they're
this
in
works.
The park, they're taking a crap in the park. That's unruly.
That's, but animals do that, so.
But, yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, you don't ticket the animals, or evict them.
Animals have special privileges.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 till 4, and after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. It looks like this terrorism scare at the Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls is a dud. They say the driver that crashed his car and the thing exploded, believed to be a casino player who frequently crossed the U.S.-Canadian border, no criminal history. He and his passenger are thought to be Americans.
Why were they going 100 miles an hour then? Or very fast?
They don't know. Too early to call it an accident, says the governor, Kathy Hochul. They're looking to see if there was a motive behind the crash, but she stressed multiple times there's no evidence that it was terrorism related.
Mm. Good casinos across the border there in Canada, I guess?
I don't know. Maybe Indian casinos?
Remember, the story is still fluid.
It is fluid, yes.
What you just read may not be the case in an hour. So stay tuned.
But
that's
sad enough. Seems like.
Well, we'll run down the whole story after 3 o'clock.
Yeah. And
maybe whatever John just read changes or not. Again, Kathy Hochul just said 20 minutes ago that there's no evidence of a terrorist attack at this time. So there you go. It could all be just, some sort of medical emergency or car malfunction or
crazy
something.
Person.
Very happy he won at the casino and just.
Very happy or maybe blew all his money.
Oh, right. The other one, right.
Drunk? Who knows?
Today is November 22nd, 2023. So, what does that mean? 60 years ago today, JFK was killed in Dallas. Couple of stories popped up. This, one of the only, I believe, the only known survivor involved with the limos that day as it went through Dealey Plaza is a man by the name of Clint Hill. He's 91.
The Secret Service guy.
Who jumped up on the back of the limo to shield both the president and the first lady.
Yeah,
he's always been known for that.
He's got a book out.
That's right. He was assigned to Jackie Kennedy in 1960, and he's doing interviews. And the first thing he said was, well, when I started working, Eisenhower would just go, hey, you agent. But with the Kennedys, they were very personal. They wanted to know your name, if you had a wife, if you had children. But he still feels a lot of guilt. He thinks he could have been quicker and done something, maybe taken the bullet. One of the bullets hit Kennedy?
I read a long interview with him some weeks ago. And I don't know why he's beaten himself up for 60 years.
Eventually drove him out of the Secret Service. Yeah, he retired young because he was just so mentally...
You can't stop a bullet that's being fired from the sixth floor of a building. While you're in
That's the other thing. Did you see who got involved in this? Rob Reiner.
Oh, yeah, I saw. Yeah.
A 10-episode podcast, Who Killed JFK?
On the iHeartRadio app, by the way.
Oh, look at that. Good cross-promotion. I may listen to it. I don't know. I mean, we're not fans of his because of his politics. But anyway, he didn't want to give away. He did an interview about the podcast. It's like 10 episodes.
Yeah.
But he definitely believes more than one gunman. Apparently, so do a lot of Americans. Did you see that poll?
Yeah,
directed everybody towards today.
There's just
50% of eligible voters believe multiple people were involved in the Kennedy assassination. That doesn't mean multiple gunmen, but 28% just believe Oswald alone did all this.
Well, there's too much funky stuff about it that's never been explained.
Yeah,
and I think that was the first government report that in modern times where people looked at it and says, this smells. Government's not telling us the
Warren
truth.
Commission, right.
They're holding stuff back. I mean, the magic bullet has bothered me since I was a kid. I didn't understand the physics behind that.
Yes, that was a long explanation, right?
They got to explain.
That's the bullet that passed through Kennedy and into John Connolly.
But hit Connolly. It like passed through Kennedy's neck, hit Connolly in the back, then hit him in the wrist. Like, it had to make a sharp 90-degree left turn.
Right.
And, I because I used to read a lot about the Kennedy assassination. I was fascinated with it. But nobody ever explained how that could happen unless it was a second bullet coming from a different direction.
Right.
So.
Right. And of course, famously, the Zapruder film.
Yes.
And of course, that wasn't made public. It was seen for the first time by Geraldo in 1975. Did you see that? And that started the whole Grassy Knoll theory. That there was at least another gunman. Right. Because just the way the president was hit.
He
no
had
way.
So many enemies. There were so many plausible people who wanted to kill John Kennedy. Like the mob, for example, right? Because John Kennedy was sharing a girlfriend with the head of the Chicago mob, Sam Giancana.
Right.
It was a woman named Judith Exner. So it could have been that. Or his brother, Robert Kennedy, was the attorney general, and he was going after the mafia with all the might that he had. He was trying to destroy the mafia. So they could have taken John out because of what his brother was doing. So that's really plausible.
Yeah.
Then you had the Cold War going on with the Russians. I don't know. And it was kind of weird that this nightclub owner, Jack Ruby, came out of nowhere and shot Oswald on live television.
It's another great story.
I know. It's like, well, why would you do that? Why it's Sunday morning. Why aren't you sitting home? You show up with your own gun and take out Oswald on live TV?
He was very personally affected. I thought he was a fan of Kennedy, and he just did not stand to see this. I don't.
Your parents might have been fans of Kennedy.
Well, the rumors the mob hired him, too, to take out who they hired to kill Kennedy.
Well,
something.
He was... I don't know. I don't have an opinion. I just have suspicion, I guess, is where I am.
And probably certainly Oswald was involved because a lot of people forget. He killed a police officer that day, too. They finally found him in a movie theater, but... on his way of trying to get away, he encountered a Dallas police officer and shot him to death.
An innocent guy wouldn't kill a cop on the way out. So he definitely shot Kennedy from the school book depository.
But it could be they had backup somewhere lower down just in case, the bullets from that far up did not hit the target.
So. Right. He could have been hired by somebody. He could have had extra guys there. Who knows?
I know. Obviously, after 60 years, this just becomes...
Well, everybody's dead now.
It's been so much exploring of this, right?
Remember we had Vincent Bugliosi on years ago? He had a book out on this?
Yeah.
I actually just looked up his book to refresh my memory as to what he said about it. And Bugliosi was the prosecutor in the Manson case. And just one of the most brilliant guys you'll ever meet in your life. We had him on several times. Every time.
Oh, sharp guy.
Oh, my God. His brain.
What we call the one-question guest.
Yes.
You ask him one question, he goes off. Because, as an attorney, you could just, just do a whole narrative in court.
One time we had him on. I don't think you were working that day.
No, I was not. I remember this story.
Right.
I heard part of that show. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, we had four segments. And I decided, I'm only going to get four questions. So I picked four questions. I forget which book it was. And I would ask the first question. It would be like a two-line question. And then, there you go, 8-10 minutes. That was the answer. Then you go to question number two, 8-10 minutes. It was amazing. I mean, it's fascinating, extremely compelling. I mean,
was called Reclaiming History, The Assassination of President John F. Kennedy by Vincent Bugliosi, who did pass away.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did. He did some years ago. But he's,
did he conclude that it was a single gunman?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah, he said there was just no evidence to support any of these theories. And his attitude was, and he said he would tell juries this. He goes, I'll agree that three people can keep a secret, but only if two of the people are dead. He says,
it's a good way to put it.
There's no way 50 or 60 years pass without other people talking if there was a grand conspiracy. Just no way without stuff leaking out. Somebody's got to talk. It's in human nature. It's very difficult for people to keep secrets. It really is. And
1,612 pages, this book. Wow.
Yeah.
With lots of references and sightings.
Oh, yeah. In fact, at the time when he sold the book, I think what came with the book was a CD-ROM with like 1,600 extra facts to support his research.
Yeah, this book was published in 2007, so that's probably when you spoke to him last.
That was...
he was a very sharp guy. And
Maybe
that's what I'll do with my retirement. I'll just read his book. 1,600 pages could take me a few
read
months.
All his books. Remember, I think we had him on once. He was about proving the existence of God.
That's right. That I do remember that too, right?
Yeah.
He really went big with that one. All right. We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up right after the news at 3 o'clock, we'll tell you all we can and all the information that's constantly changing about the explosion of a car today, the U.S.-Canada border. It is known as the Rainbow Bridge, connecting Niagara Falls, New York, to Niagara Falls, Canada. And the best we understand right now at the moment, it may have been a gambler who had frequented casinos who was crossing over, and we don't know the reasons for the car going very fast and then bursting into flames, but it is believed for now there are two people dead, and we'll get to all of that coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. Boy, it seems like I'm looking at Axl Rose accused of sexually assaulting a former penthouse model in a new lawsuit.
1989.
Is it
1989? Come on.
And I saw another one this morning. Another singer was accused of like a 1980s or 90s sex assault. I can't remember who it was.
It's to force a settlement and shake out some money.
But are they as wealthy, these stars, as they were when they were at the top of their...
I don't know. Unless, they blew it all up their nose.
They... That's Guns N' Roses, right?
Right. Rose. I mean, I don't know. Some guys manage their money and others don't. But still, 35, I just flat out don't believe you if you wait 35 years for anything. I just don't. Just get out of here.
They were traumatized and afraid to come forward.
Especially when you're going after.
We've been over this 1,000 times.
No, nobody, 35 years, stop it. Yeah. You were traumatized that night. You should have gone to the police that night.
All right, well, a lot of people are, we didn't get the holiday travel report. Dang it, I forgot.
Very heavy traffic.
We had reporters, John, all over the place at the gas stations, the airports, the train stations. Yes. The scooter stops, the jogging paths. Maybe. We had bicycle paths.
Yeah.
We had everybody ready today. Actually, one report I saw was it's kind of a bust. It was not anything really bad for a lot of travelers. So it's not a big deal like it usually is.
I think a lot of people are spreading it out across the week.
And you know why that is? Because people don't work anymore. A lot of them work from home, and they work when they want to. Right. So everything's flexible.
But what was a single holiday, when I was a kid, my dad only took Thanksgiving off, right? He had to be back at the factory on Friday and then on Saturday. So there was no such thing as a holiday weekend. He just had one night to have a Thanksgiving dinner. And
now everybody takes a whole week. Right?
Last night, the traffic was insane. And
that's Tuesday.
I know.
I heard that the airports were loading up as early as last Friday for people.
Well, I'm sure
take a whole week.
Yeah, people were taking like 10 days off. You leave on Friday, you don't have to be back till a week from Monday. You got 10 days off. And then yesterday, I was looking at these photos this morning of the 405, and it was all red lights and white lights. And I thought, wait, last night was Tuesday.
Right.
So nobody works anymore.
The pandemic actually changed a lot of people's behaviors in terms of what jobs they're going to do, what hours they're going to work, and put them more in charge. I'm looking at the traffic now.
People are lazy.
It's pretty, it's heavy in usual places near downtown with the 5 and the 10 and stuff. But
I told one of my sons,
it doesn't look really crazy.
I told one of my sons, people are so lazy now. I go, you guys got it made, because all you got to do is show up every day and you're gonna do really well. every
be the best employee ever.
Exactly. Yeah. Just show up every. You don't even have to do anything.
Well, there can sometimes be nothing worse these days than being on a plane, because along with what John just said about people who probably didn't fly in their younger years are now just flying everywhere because America just loves to travel, and it seems like more and more what I call off the chart incidents. And why do so many of them involve people going to the bathroom? We told you this story a couple of weeks ago of apparently a guy that had an accident in the aisle. Remember that? And it was pee all the way down the aisle as he tried to make it to the restroom. Or today, we have a woman who was on a Frontier Airlines flight. I took Frontier years ago, right? But I'm not taking. I kept thinking it was Spirit, but it's Frontier Airlines.
Well, both of them.
Well, every now and then, a snarky flight attendant will tell you you can't use the restroom, especially the ones near the cockpit. They just because maybe the pilot's going to come out and take a poop or a pee, so they block, like they stand there and physically block you. I don't know if that's the case here, but apparently a flight attendant told this woman that you can't go to the restroom right now, and she had a bit of a meltdown, and she started to pull down her pants to pee in the aisle. That's nice. We have some of the audio of what this madness sounded
peeing?
Like. I don't know. Let's listen.
I'm ready to pee over here. Okay. Sorry, everybody.
Are you serious?
I don't give a no you. I gotta go pee. I don't give a you never on that bitch. Let me back.
Here comes an announcement. Please pull your pants back up. Thank God for cell phones. We have to play that again. That was too good.
You play the whole thing again.
And I love the horrified noise. She pulls her pants down, I guess, is why I was trying to hear them go, oh, gasp.
Was she a big lady?
Yeah, have you seen the picture?
She was a big lady. Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
why they were.
She is pretty sturdy.
That's why they were screaming.
Is she wearing a mask?
Sorry, everybody.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm looking at the video. Oh my God. And yes, Eric, she does have a mask around her chin. She pulled it down so she could yell at everybody.
But, oh, I didn't realize she pulled it
down. Yeah, you can see it in the video. It's down around her neck. But she's worried about getting... Think about this. She's worried about getting COVID on the plane, but she's okay with peeing in the aisle.
I gotta go pee!
Come on!
Frontier,
sometimes
huh?
I think these are fake, that these people do this for performance theater. No? Can it be real? And I always wonder if that happens on my flight, am I going to get mad or am I just going to laugh and realize what crazy world this is and whip out my phone and just enjoy it? I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm watching it. Oh no, no, yeah. No.
She does quickly pull her pants up. Yeah, she's hefty.
Wow, what trash.
I don't think she actually went, but she acted like she was going to if you don't get me into that bathroom. I don't know what happened after this. And is that a violation? Could she be cuffed and...
Yeah, that should violate federal law.
Yeah. They say it was a flight from somewhere in Florida to Philadelphia.
Yeah. No,
that about works.
Oh, yeah, because we just flew a few months ago from Florida to Philadelphia to go see my brother. Yeah. And Frontier has the cheap prices. And it's tempting when you see the price. It's like, I'm not doing that.
I gotta go pee.
Yeah, that's who's next to you.
That and Spirit. Don't go for the cheap prices.
All right. When we come back, we'll see what we can give you as far as any new information about the explosion, car explosion on a bridge connecting the U.S. and Canada, the Niagara Falls. This is the Rainbow Bridge. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
And Sandy Wells, live in the KFI 24-Hour Newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.